In Parshas Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu gets the tzivui to create the big day HaKodesh li'Aron HaKodesh l'Kovod u'Seforis. And in Shmos Chav Ches, the pasuk says, Yikru es hazohav es hatcheles v'as argamon v'as tolas ashani v'as hashesh. And these were the materials that we used to make the ephod, the cheshev ha'ephod, the choshen, the avnet, as the Torah specifies there in Perek Chav Ches and in Perek Lamentes later on. Rashi says that tcheles argamon tolas shani were chutei tzemer tzvuim b'tzvayim elu. They were all threads of wool. They were just colored by different dyes. However, sheish is pishton, Rashi says. And big day kahuna were made of kelayim, of shatnes. In fact, one of the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam from the Rishonim, Rav Yosef Bechar Shah, writes in Shmos Perek Lamed that there's a chiddush here. We think, we generally take the take away the impression that shatnis in general is also something bad and evil in and of itself, but there was a special heter for Big Day Kahuna. And he says, Pungfaker, it's just the opposite. It's not that there was a special heter for Big Day Kahuna, but rather the Iser shatnis is a result of the fact that Big Day Kahuna are made of shatnis. Let's explain. He says the following. There's a special lav with a chiv kares to imitate the shemen amishcha, or the besamim for the ketores hasamim. Whole sugyas increases about this. It's not derech kavod l'shtamesh b'sharvito shel melech. That is, we can't take that which belongs to the king, that which is singled out and designated for the beis hamikdash. We can't imitate that for our own personal purposes. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chav Dalet says that even when we build our homes, they shouldn't be kitavnis ha-hechel. We shouldn't try to imitate the Beis HaMikdash. Or, for example, our menorah should be different than the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we don't make a menorah of Shiva Kanim. So too, says Rav Yosef Bechar Shar, the Isur of Levishas Shatnez is because Big Day Kahuna were made of Kalayim. And it's not roy, it's not fit for us. We are not Zorim, we're not Kohanim, that we should wear clothing that is so similar to the special Levush, Lekovod u'Seforis, of the Mesharsei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the holy priests, the Kohanim, who serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, do you see that the direction is just the opposite? That's the Chiddush here of Rav Yosef Charsho. We think that Shatnez is in itself also. On the contrary, shatnez, the mixture of tzemer and pishton, is on the highest level. It represents kahuna, but who are we? We don't have the audacity as zorim to imitate the big day kohen gadol. Now, when you look at the materials that are made up, that are used to make up the big day kohanim, and especially the kohen gadol, you take a look at the list, it's Tcheles, Argamon, Tolas, Shani, V'Yasashesh. The first three out of the four, which means Tcheles, Argamon, and Tolas, Shani, are all Chutei Tzemer. And there's only one representative of Pishton, and that's the Shesh. And it's known that the Zohar has this philosophical idea about the symbolic representation of Tzemer and Pishton, respectively, that Tzemer is reflective or indicative of Rachamim, of the Midah of Rachamim. Pishton, on the other hand, symbolizes Midas HaDin. Again, why that's so is very deep and very profound. That's beyond our comprehension. That's Kabbalah. But if you take a look, for example, at the Karbonos of Kayin and Hevel, respectively, the Zohar points out that the carbon of Hevel was Tzemer. It was representative of Chesed, and it was accepted by Hashem. The carbon of Kain, on the other hand, was made of Pishton, and it was rejected. Now, to combine these two together, both Rachamim and Din, is something that we are enjoined from doing. That's not within our district, our province. only the Kohen, at the time of his avoda, according to most Rishonim, is allowed to wear these bgadim, because at that moment in time he reaches a certain level of shlemus. And if you remember the pasuk for Mishlei that we recite on Friday night, Darsha Tsemer Ufishtim Vatas Bechefetz Kapela. You know, on the highest level, we speak about the ability to integrate both Tsemer and Fishtim together. And really, when you think about it, can we comprehend the divine midos of Rachamim and Pishtan, and how they, Rachamim and Din, Tsemer and Pishtim, Pishtan, and how they integrate to form one whole? You know, the Tzadik Varala, Rosh Hashanah, these are concepts that are beyond human comprehension. But I think that there is one idea that perhaps is very central to our Avodas Hashem that we can take from these concepts of Bigdei Kahuna and Shatnis. Every human being is made up of midos, and every one of those midos has the opposite midah. So for example, when a person feels compassion, that's his midah of chesed. But sometimes a person feels that he has to pull back from that midah. And that's the opposite. That's the midah of hitztamtzumus, of tzimtzum, of disciplining himself, of withdrawing, of closing his hands, closing his fist, and not reaching out, and not giving. And man is called upon to develop his midos, but not to lock himself up in one midah. Even if that midah in and of itself inherently is great, it's good, but nevertheless, sometimes the good midah has to be locked up. It has to be subjugated for the sake of the other midah, the exact opposite. And man has to find the balance between those two midos. The highest level of balancing two midos is represented by the Bigdei Kahuna. That's a divine attribute to connect midos that seem to be mutually exclusive and be able to have them live darim b'kfifa achas, so to speak, to integrate them into a whole. And that's the Tzemer u'Pishtan of the Kohen Gadol, of the Bigdei Kahuna, on the highest level. When the Kohen Gadol reaches his shlemus, his perfection, b'shas avoda, he can, in a sense, imitate, at least symbolically, that glorious achievement, the pinnacle of being able to use a midah and the hefech, and the opposite of that midah, and combine it together. And what we want to talk about a little bit later on, but I just want to mention it now, it's sort of like plant the seed in your mind, is the Akedah. Avraham Avinu, no doubt, personifies the midah of chesed in all his life, in everything that he does, always reaching out, always teaching ethics and morality, and yet he himself is called upon to put all that on the side for the sake of the midah of din, of Akedah, to take his own son on the Akedah. But before we get to that, we have a few steps on the way. And that is that the story is told about the Altar of Slobodka. And the Altar of Slobodka would keep up a certain, a reshet, a network of kolalim, and he would raise money for them. These were the kolim that were originally established by the great founder of the Musa movement, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And the altar would raise money in the area of Kovna. Slobodka and Kovna were twin cities. And there was a certain rich individual in Kovna. He was from the great Baliat Stoka. He supported the Torah institutions. His name is Rav Shraga Feivel. And Rav Finkel, the altar, was always nispoiled. He was always amazed by this Baal Tzedaka, this rich person who would give so much of his money. And on one particular occasion, he, the altar, was walking together with Rav Shalger Freigel. They were on the way to Dav Mincha. And on the way to the shul, a so-called poor person turned, or shall we say, pounced upon upon this Rav Shraga Feivel, and he asked him, please give me 5 kupikas as a contribution, as a gift. And guess what? Rav Shraga Feivel completely ignores him. And this poor person says, can you give me 2 kupikas? And nevertheless, Rav Shraga Feivel walks without paying attention to him. The poor person runs after him. He says, give me at least 1 kupika. And he doesn't refuse. And as things turned out, this usher realized that this ani was someone who was deliberately thrusting himself upon the tzibur. And he was refusing all the rebuke of the people in Kovna, who told him that he should be supporting himself. And the ultimate comment on that particular occasion, and he said that my evaluation of Rav Shraga Feivel went up 70 times more of what it was before, because I always believed that he was just born with a lev tov. He had a good soft heart. He's compassionate by nature. Anybody asks from him, he gives. He doesn't refuse. But now that I see that he has the ability, when necessary, to do the opposite midah, to harden his heart, and I see that he works very hard. And now I understand retroactively that all the monies that he gave, he gives with a certain cheshbon. There's a certain behavior pattern that he works on. He's well thought out. He supports Torah. He uses his various midos in this direction, in that direction. It's not just stam. It's not just natural. It's really part of a system. There's a story about the Pshischa. The Pshischa was one of the great Rebbes, and amongst his Chabura, his Chasidim, there was an individual who gave out all his money for tzedakah. And the Rebbe called him in, and he gave him rebuke. He was mochiach him. He says, the takana was made in Usha, the Gemara Ksubis, Hamavazbeis al Yavazbeis Yoser Michomash. And if you give away all your money, you yourself are going to become poor. You're going to have to thrust yourself upon the tzibur. And the man responded to the Rebbe with conviction. He says, you know what? The takana of Usha was built on a fear of the future. That if a person gives away too much of his money, he won't be able down the line to support himself. But there's another pasuk in the Torah, says this person, Tomim tiyem Hashem Elokecha, which means, as Rashi says, Al tachkor achar hasidos, don't look down the line, don't look towards the future, don't try to inquire, just do what you think is right and be one with Hashem. As if to say that the Misaknim B'Usha had violated this mitzvah of Tomim Tiel Hashem Elokecha. So the Rebbe turns to him and he says, you know what? In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, there's the Chacham and there's the Tam. The Chacham is Eino Barosho. He's the individual who sees down the line, keeps his eyes open. He's careful about the future. And he's praised in the Haggadah. But the Ben HaTam, you're being Tomim, Tomim Tiel Hashem Elokecha, you're acting like the Ben HaTam. He doesn't get good vibes in the... So the person who was giving all this money out turned to the Rebbe and he said, and is still holding on to his position, he says, you know what? I don't think it's so bad to be called a Tam. Yaakov Avinu was called Ish Tam. Ah, the Rebbe answered. The praise for Yaakov Avinu is not because he's a Tam, but because he's an Ish Tam. And the word Ish is very significant. It means he's the Bailim. He really possesses the midah of Tmimus. He knows when to use it. He knows when to behave with Tmimus. And he knows, Yaakov Avinu, that at certain points, it's the opposite of Tmimus. In his confrontation with Lavan, as the Gemara says in Megillah, he declares, Achiv ani b'Ramos. Ramos means trickery. And that's how Yaakov faces his enemy, Lavan. It's no longer Tam. It's now Ramos. And Tmimus and Ramos are opposite. Yes, a person has a natural tendency to want to give, and that's great. But there's got to be some sort of balance. And that's represented by the Takanas Usha. There's a ceiling to how much you should give away of your money. When we talk about Midos then, the first condition is that a person should not be pegged or squared into a midah, one particular midah. He has to know when to use it and when to use its opposite. And the second condition, which is not less significant, is he has to learn and train himself how to use which midah, which midah is appropriate at which time. And I heard from my father the name of the Kutzker Rebbe. Others say it in the name of Taka the Rebbe Mepshischa, that man has two pockets in his vest, on the right side and the left side. In one pocket he puts the pasuk, Avraham Avinu says, Anochi Afar Va'efer, I'm nothing. In the other pocket, he puts the statement of the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, Bishvili Nivra Olam, the whole universe was created for me. Man has to find the balance. He has to know when to use this pocket, when to use that pocket. Sometimes he should be humble, and sometimes, on the other hand, it's Gavo Libi Bedarki Hashem. He has to hold his own, take a stand on an issue. Ebemokum Shein Ish, Hishtalalios Ish. A person sometimes mixes up the two midos. He becomes a Rachman on Achzorim, an Achzor on Rachmanim. He doesn't know how to use each midah in its proper place and in its proper time. And just to give a few examples of these conflicts between, so to speak, between midos, this seesaw, between two polar extremes, the Mishnah tells us in Avos, Lo akapton melamed. When you teach Torah, you have to be soft, you have to be compassionate, not to be a kabdon, and demand to get angry at the students. But yet on the other hand, the Gemara tells us in Ksubas, Zrok mara betalmidim. Instill fear in the hearts of your students. How do you reconcile the two? And for that you need gabbos. You have to know when to use each midah. When is the right time? L'chol dar yesh shah. Everything has its moment. The Gemara tells in Brachos about Rav Shimon bar Yochai. That could it be, says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that a person is choresh b'shas chrisha, zorea b'shas zriya, kotza b'shas ktsira, zorea b'shas haruach, his Torah, mateheolel. If a person is dedicated day and night, all of the hours of his day, to plant, to harvest, to plant, to winnow his crops, when does he have time left for Torah? But yet, compare that to the famous position of Rav Shimon bar Yochai in Masechet Menachos, that afilu lo kara el kriyat shma shachris v'arvis kiyem. He read kriyat shma. How long does it take to read kriyat shma? In the morning. Read kriyat shma in the evening. And he fulfilled his mitzvah of lo yomush sefer Torah zemi picha v'gisa bo yom v'layl. How do we reconcile the two statements of the same Tana? And the answer is that every person has to find his place within the two, you know, his pinpoint where he is between these two polar extremes. Which is appropriate for him? Is it the Torah Matehelel, or is it the Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvis? Everyone on an individual level is challenged to find the appropriate midah for him, and different times in his life, he may move to different extremes. Know thyself. There's got to be a cheshbon ha-nefesh. The Gemara tells us in Tainis a very fascinating story about two colleagues, two great Amoroim, Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa. They were learning Torah, and it was getting really tough financially. They were very poor. And then they decided, the two of them, to go out, try to do business, and fulfill the pasuk, Efes ki lo yia becha evyon. Please note that pasuk is in Dvarim Tesvav, at the very beginning of that chapter, Pasuk Dalid, and the Pasuk tells you that there shouldn't be an Evyon in Klal Yisrael. One time they were working and the sun was beating down, it was the middle of the day, they sat down under the shade of some wall. They took out their, shall we say, their lunch boxes, and they started eating. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Yochanan hears a voice of a malach. And the malach says to the other malachim, why don't we take this wall and push it over? Meaning, take the lives of these two chachamim. Why? Sheminichim chayolam, they've forsaken the eternal life, upodim lasok b'chaysha, and they're dedicating themselves to the material, limited life in this earthly world. And one of the malachim declared, but yesh b'neim echad shasha omedisla. And I interpret this to mean that one of these two chachamim has an hour which justifies his salvation. We should not take his life because let's wait and see the hour of the Shah HaOmedesla. Immediately, Rabbi Yochanan turns to his colleague Ilfa, and he says to him, did you hear what the Malach said? Ilfa says, I didn't hear a word. So Rabbi Yochanan declared, if that's be the case, then obviously this was meant for me. Otherwise Hashem would have had it that Ilfa would have heard it as well as I. I heard it. I was singled out. The message to me is clear. There's a Shah. They're waiting, they're giving me 1 hour, so to speak, that has to come around. And he declares to Ilfa, Ani shav l'limud Torah. I'm going to go back and continue dedicating myself to Torah. So Ilfa asks him, and what are you going to do with Parnasa? And Rabbi Yochanan responded, Akayim b'yatzmi es haposuk. Back to again the same chapter in Dvarim Tesvav. We were looking at the beginning of the parasha, but in Pasuk Yud Aleph of Perek Tesvav, Ki lo yechdal evyon mikerev aretz. The goal is not to make sure that there's not an evyon. There will be an evyon. Hashem promises. That's the Gemara in Tainis. But it's very strange. You know, Rabbi Yochanan must have known both of these psukim. He knew the pasuk Efes ki lo yeh b'chay avyon, that the goal is, and the bracha will be, to guarantee that there won't be any poor people, that there will be enough sustenance to go around for everyone. Did he not know the other pasuk ki lo yechdal avyon mikerev haaretz? Ah, the question is which pasuk relates to you. Rabbi Yochanan asked himself, which of these psukim speak to my heart and address my situation? First, initially, Rabbi Yochanan came to the conclusion, lo yeh b'chay avyon. We call upon to do whatever we can to wipe out poverty. And therefore I have to go out to work. But now he hears the voice of the Malach, which may have been his inner voice, telling him that there's another pasuk that addresses him, that speaks to Rabbi Yochanan on a personal level, ki lo yechdal evyon mikerev haaretz. There will be evyonim. And this getting back to the shatnez of the Big Day Kahuna, and some say it's also the avnet of the Kohanim, had shatnez in it, that when it comes to Avodas Hashem, we need to take two midos that are mutually exclusive, and somehow find the balance between the two of them. To understand when to use which midah. To fulfill v'alachta b'drachav. What is v'alachta b'drachav? To imitate Hashem. Hashem on the one hand is midas ha-chesed. The pasuk says in Tehillim, chesed keel kol hayom. But on the other hand, the pasuk says in Tehillim also, "V'el zoim b'chol yom." There is a shas azam in every day, and the Gemara tells us in Brachos how long is the shas azam, the daily moment of divine anger. It's a rega. It's a fleeting fraction of a second. Ki rega b'yapol chayim b'rtzono. There's one moment in each day, one split second or less of midas hadin, 24 hours of chesed, because the pasuk says chesed kel kol ayom. But nevertheless, there's also that one little point of din. Hashem is chesed, but he's also din. And the big day kohen gadol, the wool symbolized the mid of rachamim, of compassion, and they are made of Tcheles, Argamon, Tolashoni, the Tzemer is the Rove. But on the other hand, there's one Chut of Sheish, which comes from Pishtan, that symbolizes the Mid of Din. It's so deep, such a profound message here in this Shatnez of the Big Day Kohen. Maybe we're not on the level of the Kohanim, B'Shas Avoda, and therefore we are enjoined from wearing shatnez and trying to integrate head on in one split second both din and rachman, rachman din. But nevertheless, the message is clear for us. We have to know that although chesed is certainly paramount, but sometimes we need din as well. This is true for teachers, educators, mashpiyim. This is also true for balabatim in a community, for parents and their children. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that the left arm, the left hand is weaker than the right, in most cases, because the left hand represents the small yad hadocha, the right hand is the amina mekareves. Obviously, the most important arm, the strength, is the Amina Mekareves, to bring people in and embrace them. But sometimes there's also the weaker Yad, only on occasion, the Yad Smol, which is the Yad Adocha. I want to talk to you about the Pasuk at the end of the Akedah that says, Ata Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata V'lo Chasachta As Binchas Yechidcha Mimeni. We know that Chesed Le'Avram, Pasuk in Micha. But when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise Avram on the highest level? When does he declare Ata Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata? That's only after the Akedah. When retroactively we understand that the mid of chesed of Avram Avinu is not just a natural response, but it's part of a system of avoda, because Avram Avinu is going to integrate both chesed and din. And this concept of Yira Shamayim is something that I want to discuss with you. What is Yira Shamayim? What is genuine fear of Hashem? But as a segue to this discussion, I want to ask the following question. What is, or shall we say, who is the main persona, the main character who's being challenged in the Akedah? Who is greater? Is it Avram Avinu, who's called upon to shecht his son? Or is it Yitzchak, who's called upon to give up his life because of the tzivui of the Akedah? And this question dates back to the Rishonim, and I'd like to study with you the insight of Rabbeinu Bechai back in Parshas Vayera. Rabbeinu Bechai says, Rabim Yishalu, many raise the question, Eze Mehem Gadol Kocho, Umi Mishneem Higdil Lasos, Im Avram Abol Lishchot Espino, Biatzmo Biyodov, O Yitzchak, Hamafkir Atzmo Lishochet. Many have asked this question. Who is greater? Avram, who with his own hands has to shecht his son, or Yitzchak, who is Moser Atzmo Lishochet, or the language of Rabbeinu Bechai, Mafkir Atzmo Lishochet. And in fact, Rabbeinu Bechai quotes two different schools of thought on this very question, but he takes a stand of his own. Yesh Amru Gadol Kocho Shel Avram Yoser MiYitzchak. Avram, in this case, supersedes Yitzchak. Lefisha Mafkir Atzmo LiHoreg Nekel Humiod Min HaAv Sheba Lishchot Espino Biyado. It's a lot easier to let yourself be killed than to kill. Im lo tomar kein, and as a proof to this position, which again, this is the position that ultimately the Abravanel himself will adopt, lo matziva kodesh baruch li Avram lishchot es bno biyodov, why not yitzaveu larogas atzmo, o shetova mitzvah li Yitzchak? The greatest challenge, the mandate that Hashem imposes upon Avram is to shecht his son. Elo bivadai zeraya ki gadol kocho shel Avram yoser miYitzchak. And the Abravanel accepts this as a proof. He says, yesh amar, but there's another opinion, that gadol kocho shel Yitzchak, Lefish Avram nitztave bazem mipi Hashem, v'zem nitztave mipi Aviv, u'lekach gadol koach emunasol shel Yitzchak. Yitzchak did not receive the prophetic command. It was Avram who got the word from Hashem. It's no challenge then, it's a cinch for Avram to fulfill the command that he personally received directly from Hashem, but Yitzchak, he didn't receive it. His command was to believe, have total faith in his father. And therefore Yitzchak's nisayon is greater than that of Avram's. Rabbeinu Bechai now paskins la halacha, so to speak, is machriya basofek hazeh, takes a stand in this machlokes venire, kidas haomer gadol kocho shel Avram. Avram's challenge was even greater. Sherei Yitzchak afal pi shelo nitztave mipi Hashem Yisparach yodea haya be'aviv shu navi. From Yitzchak's perspective, Avram was tried and true. He was a consistent, reliable navi. He was a prophet. And therefore, nischayv Yitzchak is obligated lishmo mimenu to accept from Avram kimipi Hashem Yisparach, as if he, Yitzchak, had heard it directly from Hashem. The pasuk tells us in Dvarim, "Hare Dvar Hanavi Dvar Hashem Uksiv V'Hoya Ish Asher Lo Yishma Divrei El Dvarai Anochi Edrosh Me'imo." A person is called upon to obey the command of a navi as if it was straight from Hashem. Umitam ze bezos haMitzvah tziva Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram v'lo liYitzchak levayer ki gadol kocho shel Avram. The command was given to Avram. He's the one. He's the main player, actor on the stage. He's the main challenge. The one who's challenged, his nisayon is greater than that of Yitzchak. Yitzchak has to believe in Avram because Avram is the navi, with a very reliable, proven record. and you must listen to the Navi. He was mafkir himself, Moser Satzmo. That's a great challenge, but it pales compared to the challenge of Avram. Avram has to commit an act of killing with his hands. And to embellish this idea of the Yerushamayim Ati Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata, the great challenge of the Akedah of Avram, I want to share with you one of the great Bali Musar, the Nesivei Chaim, who writes, based on a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, that the Navi testifies that when David HaMelech found out that his son Avshalom was killed, Bachalav Miot, Bini Avshalom, Miitein Mosi, Ani Tachtecha, Avshalom, Bini. Rashi points out that in his, David's expression of mourning, of grief, he repeats the word Bini 7 times. And why? Because that has the power to save him from Dina Shel Gehenom. Imagine, Avshalom was the Morid B'Malchus. He wanted to usurp the kingship from David. He was certainly Chayav Misal Pidin. In fact, it was Avshalom who caused Avram Avinu to become a fugitive, to run away from Yerushalayim. And yet, for such a Rasha, David HaMelech is mourning, is grieving, such tsar. He's crying out about his death. The answer is, a tata is still a tata. G'dolehi avas ha'av leben. That's the great love of a father for a son. When David witnesses the death of his son, he would rather his own death than his son's death. Even if his son is a Rasha, he'll try to give his son salvation from Dina Shel Gehenna. Magdola Avas Av Libno. And if we throw this into the discussion of Rabbeinu Bachai, we begin to appreciate how the Nisayon, the test of the Akedah, was the greatest of all the tests that Avram had to face. Imagine to take the knife to his own son, the Ava of Avram for his son Yitzhak. And that's why I believe Rabbi Mechai is right when he says that the Nisayon of Avram supersedes that of Yitzhak. Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. Hashem addresses Avram. You are the yirei Elokim. And you've demonstrated that beyond any shadow of a doubt. You've taken your mid of chesed, which in its natural state reaches the pinnacle, the most profound, intense chesed is the chesed of a father, his natural love, intense love for his son. And you've subjugated it. And you've balanced it with a different midah. And that's Yiras Hashem. I would like to talk to you more about Yiras Hashem, but first, I want to get back for a moment on track to Parshat Tetzaveh. And here we're fast-forwarding to Shmos Perikov Tes. After all the commands, specific details of building the Mishkan, building the Kelim in the Mishkan, creating the Big Day Kahuna, the Torah says, V'nodati Shama Livnei Yisrael, V'nigdash Bechvodi, V'kidashti Es Ol Moed V'esam Izbeach, Ve'es Aaron ve'es Bona v'kadish l'chaim li ve'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael v'ayisi lahem le'elokim. The Mishkan clearly is a conduit to bring about Hashra'as HaShchina in Am Yisrael. And the Ramban, in his introduction to Sefer Shmos, calls it the Sefer of Golus and Geula. Golus, the story of Mitzrayim, but Geula, he says, is not just leaving Mitzrayim. The Exodus itself does not clinch Geula. And the Ramban's language, Hine agolus lo tistayim ad yom shuvam el mekomam v'el malas avosam yashuvu. The Ramban says that Golus terminates only when Klal Yisrael return to the Mila of the Avos. And he goes on to speak about the Ohel of the Avos. When Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, even though they left the Beis Avodim, they became free from slavery, but nevertheless they were still considered in Golus. Says Ramban, they were Be'eretz Lo Lahem, they were confused, they were lost in the Midbar, they came to Har Sinai, and then they built the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan, says the Ramban, is the completion of Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns to the people of Israel by being Mashre Hishchina on the Mishkan, Oz Shavu El Malas Avosam. Then they return to the great level of the Avos, the Mos, Shehoyesod Eloka Ale Ohalehem. Because the Shechina resided in the Oel of the Avos Vimos, Heim Heim Amerkava L'Shechina, they in the sense, the Avos, house or host the Shechina. And now Klal Yisrael could host the Shechina in the Mishkan, now they're considered Geulim. This is the end of the book of Golus and Geula of Sefer Shmos, when the Inyan of the Mishkan is complete, when Kvod Hashem Mole Oso Tamid. Unbelievable. The Oel of the Mos, Chazal, Rashi mentions it in Perek Chav Dalet of Bereishis, Hoyener Doluk Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos, Bracha Metzuya Be'isa, Anan Kosher Ala Oel. There were three great miracles in the Oel of the Mos. There was the candle that was lit from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. There was a special bracha in the dough that was needed for bread. And there was a cloud that hovered over the oil. And basically, this tripod, these three aspects, relate to the Mishkan themselves, to the Hashra'as HaShchina of the Mishkan. As the Ramban said, Hayesod Eloka Alei Aleihem, Aleihem, the Oel of the Mos, was an Oel of a Mishkan. Their home was a Mishkan. The Hashra'as HaShchina was the identical Hashra'as HaShchina of Mishkan in their Oel. It's unbelievable. The Ner that was lit from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos is representative, corresponds to the Ner Maravi, which never went out. It was never extinguished. As the Pasuk says in our parasha, Lahalos Ner Tomit. And then, the Bracha in the Isa, in the dough, is parallel, corresponds to the Lechem Aponim. The Gemara tells us in Yuma about Lechem Aponim, even if a Kohen got Kippula Lavan, he got a small piece of the Lechem Aponim, it was enough to satiate him. And, of course, the third dimension here, the Anan Koshal Oel, that's the Hashra'as HaShchina, that's the Anani HaKavod, that's the Kvod Hashem Molei Asam Mishkan. And once again, we, as we discussed earlier with regard to Big Day Kahuna and Shatnez, we have to imitate the Mishkan. We have to imitate the Avos V'Mos. Our goal, our responsibility, each and every one of us, is to ask Emasai Yagia Maisai L'Maisa Vosai. We have to create an Oel. We have to strive for soda loka leolem, that the Shekhinah should be shore in our ohel. And the question is, how do we do so? How do we accomplish that goal and live up to that great challenge? The Gemara in Brachos tells us that Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayam Mizbeach Mechaper Lo Adam, but Achshav Shulchano Shul Adam Mechaper Lo. We can transform our Shulchan into Mizbeach. And so many of the dinim in Shulchan Aruch really reflect this idea. We put melach on the table before we cut the bread. The Shulchan is like the Mizbeach. The achila is like a karbon. The Torah says, "Al kol karbonecha takriv melach." We cover the knives at the time of Birkas Hamazon because of the isur of hanofas barzel al mizbeach. As the Mechilta says, "Eino bedin sheyunaf mekatzer achayim al ma'aricham." The shulchan is like a mizbeach. In fact, the Magen Avraham paskins that we don't kill a little bug, a kina, if it somehow finds its way to our table because of the laws of Mizbeach. And we take a bread, a shlema, and we cut into it. We take a kos malea, not yayin pogum, and all this reflects the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the Avne Mizbeach. They had to be Avonim Shlemos. The Shulchan is a Mizbeach. The food is a carbon. The Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samach Zayin writes that when a person eats in order to strengthen his body so that he be healthy and strong in his Avodas Hashem, his Achila becomes Avodah L'Shamayim. And the Gemara tells us in Zvachim that non-Jews can bring karban ola, but Yisrael can bring shlamim. Shlamim, the meat of the karban is eaten by the bailim, and it's basar kodesh, but yet it could be eaten l'shem shamayim. That's our portion. That's what singles out the Jewish people as a unique nation. When we eat, it's a karban. We cut the pas, and that is an act that symbolically represents the Bikurim, because the halacha is botzim es hapas mimokam shemaschila leheofos, the beginning of the baking process, just like Bikurim is the beginning of our produce. And therefore, botzim al apas ve'enogzim ba b'shleimus, all this is representative of truma, shiyu shireo nikorim. And if our table is a mizbeach, our food is a karbon, then when we eat at that mizbeach, we are representative of the kohen, of the kohenim u'mesharsei elyon. And the shaloh used to say that the reason why at the time of the Netilas Yadayim we raise our hands up is indicative, it's a symbol of Nesias Kapayim Birchas Kohen, which is also part of the Avodah. And there it is. Our Shulchan is a Mizbeach, our eating is a Karbon, and we are like the Kohen. The Bayis, our home, is transformed into a Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, "Zeh keli mi'anveyu," and "Zeh keli" is no trikon. "Zeh ha'shulchan asher lifnei Hashem." "Vanveyu" means that our house should be a bayis nove, a host for the Shechina. And how does a person know exactly how he should eat? How should he make his achila into a karbon, his shulchan into a mizbeach? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that we cover the knives at the time of Birkas HaMazon. It's based on a rokeach, because the shulchan is like a mizbeach, as we mentioned earlier. But the question I want to raise with you is, if the shulchan of a man is like a mizbeach, and it's mechaper, maybe he shouldn't put the knife on the table when he's eating? Why don't we cover the knife during the course of the meal and only during the Birkas HaMazon? And we have to look in the Marsha to find an answer. The Shulchan Domel Mizbeach, the Achila is sanctified, it's Lifnei Hashem. The Pasuk says, HaMizbeach Eitz, Vaidabre Lai, Ze HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. The Marsha writes in Brachos, when the Shunamis recognized Elisha, as the Pasuk says, Ki Ish Elokim Kadoshu, she saw that even a fly didn't pass over his table. Just as the Mishnah Nova says, Lo nirizvuv b'ezra space v'amigdash, in the Azara, because the Shulchan of Elisha was like the Mizbeach. He ate b'kedusha. And therefore, if we have to judge our Achila is an Achila of kedusha, we have to ask ourselves, to what extent is our Shulchan similar to the Mizbeach? And what clinches it? It's the way we bench. It's the Birkas HaMazon. If our Birkas HaMazon is a true, genuine expression of our thanksgiving to Hashem, if it culminates our Suda, then we know, Lamafreya, that our Shulchan was Mizbeach. And if our Shulchan is Mizbeach, then our Bayis is a Mishkan for Shechina, V'shachanti B'socham. We spoke about Yira Shamayim. The Mesilas Yesharim is famous for dividing Yiras Hashem into two categories. And we will summarize his words in Perek Chav Dalid. He says that Mine Hayira Hem Shnayim, they subdivide into two, the highest level and the lowest level. And the highest level will subdivide into two. He says the first level, it's, you can call it the lowest level, is Kala Mi'od La'Sigal. Listen to the language of the Ramchal. He says it's easy to achieve. Ein Dover Kal Kimo. There's nothing easier in life. The second level, and certainly the second section of the second level, is much more difficult. But why is the first level, the bottom level, so easy? He says, Yiras HaOnesh, we're afraid of punishment. A person has basic Yiras Hashem, it means he's afraid of being punished for his averis. And isn't that natural? The averis are punished both for guf and nefesh, and it's easy, for sure. Everyone loves himself. Everyone is afraid of his own nefesh. There's nothing more powerful, more successful in pushing a person and distancing him from an avera than simply yira, the fear that evil is going to befall him. But he says that this yira on the basic level, which is so easy to achieve, is re'uya li'ame aretz. It's fitting for the lower echelon, the ignoramuses. That's not the yira of chachamim, of the anshei das. And then we climb up to the second level of yira, the more challenging level, Yiras HaRomimus, the reverence for Hashem, that is meant to distance a person from sin. Because a person is afraid of the Kavod HaGadol of Yisbarach Shmo. He perceives and senses the great glory of God, the endlessness and the infinite nature of God. And therefore, how can he possibly sin against the great God? Ech yechol, o ech yerav libo shel basav adam v'shafel v'nimas lasos dover neged ritzono shel bori yisbarach. Does a person have the audacity? Does the thought cross his mind that he, as a lowly mortal being, flesh and blood, would stand up and rebel against the will of the great Creator, the infinite God? Says the Ramchal, I have to admit to you that this second level of Yira, the Yiras HaRomimus, not the Yiras HaOnesh on the basic level, Eino kol kach kal lahasigosa. This requires a great deal of work to achieve the second higher level of Yiras HaRomimus. He says that this Yiras HaRomimus is not born just out of simple knowledge or intuition, but rather requires his bonenus. We have to focus, we have to delve. Al Romimuso Yisbarach, Al Prisuso Shal Adam. Man has to see how infinite light years separate him, lowly man, from Almighty God. And all this has to be produced as a result of a long process of the Seichel HaMevin, the Maskil. This is the Yira that's on the higher level. It belongs to Chelkei HaChassidus. A person is embarrassed. He's out of a sense of reverence. He's shaking. He's shuddering when he stands in front of his Maker. When he prays, when he does his Avodah. That's the Yira which is praised by Moshe when he says, in Dvarim, in Parshas Kisavo, liyiras Hashem anichbad v'anora azes Hashem alukecha. And the Ramchal goes on to say that this Yira gives birth to another level, an even higher level, more intense and challenging level, called Yiras Chet. From Yiras HaRomimus, we get to Yiras Chet. Shei Adam Yarei V'Doeg Tomet Al Masav, that a person is always afraid about every action that he does, realizing he's in the presence of Hashem. Pen Nisariv Shameis Hashem Etzchet, maybe lest Chas V'Sholem there's an admixture of some element of sin. Pen Yebai is a Dover Kot on a Gadol She'en Alafi Gadol Kvodo Yisbarach V'Romus Shmo. So yes, I understand the Romimus of Hashem. I appreciate the distance between Adam HaShofel and God, who is Melech Malchei HaMelachim, who is eternal and infinite. But now, I have to bring that to another level. And that's Yiras HaChet, to constantly investigate, to introspect about every action, that maybe perhaps it falls short of the Yiras HaRomimus and there's an element of Chet. And I want to end our discussion today with the comments of one of the great mashgichim of the previous Dor, Rabbi Yechezkel Levenstein from Ponovich in his Or Yechezkel. And he really indicates that what the Ramchal writes about the easy nature or the easy challenge for the Amiyar, that's appropriate for the Amiyaritz of Yiras HaChet. He says, you know what? That's for someone as great as the Ramchal back in the day. But for our generation, even to reach this basic level of Yiras HaChet, Yiras HaOnesh, excuse me, is a great challenge. And he says that if we look around us, we'll see how much a person has to work all his days. And halavai, only if he'll be zocher to Yiras HaOnesh, to that madrega. He says, "Omnam nochan adavar she'elu arachokim milimud musar." Those who are far from the study of musar, they make a big mistake, and they think that they can have Yiras Shamayim without musar. He says it's impossible. It's a great mistake. We need musar constant in order to achieve that basic level of Yiras HaOnesh. And he says, "Asher nasim leiv al darkenu nirish erechokim onu mimalas hayira af yiras haonesh ein banu." When we think about it, we realize that we're very far, even from this basic level of yiras haonesh. Hare adam osek echol asher ola rucho. Most people do exactly what they decide they want to do. They want to eat, they eat. They want to sleep, they want to sleep. They don't go and ask, "Well, am I allowed to do it? Am I not allowed to do it?" They just go lefi hargelam, lefi ritzonam, whatever they're trained to do, whatever they want to do. Lok akshenu shol acherim, bad enough that they don't ask others, you know, find out if it's okay, if it's not okay. Vafilas atzmoin eshoel. Most people walk this earth, they don't even ask themselves, they don't even investigate. But rather, kol pu'losav nasos alpi hamshachas libo, lilo ritiya klal, They have no inhibitions. Nothing stops them. They just follow the Netiyas HaLev, whatever their heart wants. He says, Ha'im honu misaskim l'fam b'shviras ritzonon? Does a person deal and delve into breaking up his ratzon? To breaking up his taivis, his midos of gaiva, etc.? Halo raya brurehi she'enonu yireya me'onesh achet. We don't even have this basic level. We're bereft of yiras ha'onesh. V'chein yicholim anu livdok es hatzmenu. If we check ourselves out, we introspect, we'll realize that what Rav Litzato said is Mesius Yishorim, that Yiras Onesh is something that's well known, it's easy to achieve, and it's appropriate for the Ami Oretz. V'ilu Anu, but what about us? 5 centuries later, B'nai Torah, Adayin Rechokim Yod Mi'irazu, we're very far from that basic level of Yiras Onesh. And one of the great Bali Musar, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, who is from St. Petersburg, he writes that we need to work very hard, step by step, to achieve Yira. It's a long, tedious process. It doesn't happen in one fell swoop. A person has to develop this over the course of time. Ha'adam tzarech lelech, he writes in Koch Ve'ar, Bajraga, level by level, mikal el hakoved, from the easier to the more difficult, to climb the mountain. Bitchila, first lahashish bilibenu, schar vionesh, avas haschar yiras haonesh, the basic concepts. Viachach, later on, lagia lebchinas lishma, to be motivated not out of fear of punishment, but out of God's sake, out of a pure lishma. Hamoshlin biyitzram shaomdim al rosh hapiska, those that we see around us that are able to control the Yetzer, they're very well disciplined. They stand on the pinnacle, on the top of Mount Everest, Sofa Shlemus. And they will teach us, Hey Malamdim Sam Das Lebal Yeh, Lalos Bepam Achas Lemadre Gedol Gak Mitchila, Bo Cheshben, Hefzein Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara, to build gradually, take baby steps, climb and ascend the ladder of Yiras Hashem. They will teach us, they will show us the way, they'll light up the path for us. Yiratzo may it be his will that we take the messages of the Big Day Kahuna to balance and integrate our midos. We take the message of the building of the Shekhinah and Hashras Hashkina as its objective to create our homes, transform our homes, our Shulchan into Mizbeach, our homes into a Mishkan of Hashras Hashkina. To gradually, step by step, from the level of appreciating Onesh and developing Yiras HaOnesh to higher levels of Yiras HaRomimus. May we learn from the Gdolim, the Bali Musa, who teach us and guide us in that direction, and succeed in our challenge of Avodas Hashem and Yiras Shemayim Kein Yiratzon. Amen.